Young, talented persons will be given the opportunity to showcase their unique talents and abilities at the Ignite Talent Search. Ignite Talent Search is the brainchild of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth. Chairman of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, Anson Latchman, tells NBC News the competition is being held to showcase talent here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Ignite promises to see talent from singing, dancing, instrument playing, right through to spoken word. And we're asking persons, whether you're in primary school, secondary school, you're already in the spotlight to participate in Ignite. It promises to be a big event. The council thought about hosting such an event for numerous reasons. One, to showcase the talent that we have in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Two, the tourism sector is peaking, and we thought that it's a good complement to the tourism sector, where we merge culture, sport, tourism, and show the world our offerings here. And also to set the platform for the future. So we build the competencies, showcase the skills and talent of our youth, therefore preparing for the future and the tourism sector, which is even going to boom more in the future.
Latchman says interested persons can register through the registration form at the website, pmacy.gov.vc.
Well, the registration is simple. You go onto the council's website, which is pmacy.gov.vc. On the landing page, you see the Ignite flyer there. You click that flyer, there will be a registration link whenever the page loads. And then you click that link, there will be a form there. You complete that form. And once you're through with that form, it will be submitted to us. And then you will hear from us. The full list will be published. And then the auditions, the acts, and the different auditions will be posted online as well. So it's quite simple. I know the link has been circulating, so it's easy to register. A couple of clicks and you'll be registered for Ignite.
Successful applicants will then go through the audition before being selected for the semifinals.
So your name is posted. So there'll be an audition, there'll be a semifinal, and there'll be a final. We will start to pay an appearance fee from the semifinal stage. But what happens before that is there will be judges, they will give you a score, and then the other part of your score will be left up to the public via voting. So it's a two-fold approach, the judges and voting. So even though you fell down in your performance, you still have a chance to bump back up your score through voting, soliciting of votes. Thereafter, 12 persons will make it through the semifinal, and then the finals will see 6 persons competing for the coveted title.
And the winner of the talent search will win several very interesting prizes.
So on the table right now, what we have cash prizes. We expect to award the winner with $5,000 in cash. There's a 3-year scholarship on the line, which is tertiary education. But tomorrow I'm going back to the cabin and taking additional prizes, one being a higher cash prize. Because some persons, they may not want to go to school or whatever, they may say, give me the cash. So I'm going back for that, possibly 20,000-25,000 or thereabout. And there are some persons who are still in primary school or secondary school who will be contesting this event. So maybe we'll bring the scholarship a bit down to the primary, secondary level. So it doesn't mean that you have to wait until you get to the tertiary level to actually claim your prize.
Chairman of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, Anson Latchman. I am Shannon Manner with today's special report.